Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday. Ready for some Kramer and Jones? Woo-woo! Cops doesn't start for another 4 hours.
That was an inside joke from a few weeks ago.
This summer's favorite new buddy cop.
It did make me want to rewatch Step Brothers, by the way.
For their love of cops, it did make me want to rewatch that movie.
It made me want to rewatch The Other Guys, because that's what we are.
The Other Guys, Desk Pop.
Such a good movie. Such a good movie.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
We'll talk about that, too, because I am only slightly getting attacked for a movie I've never seen, but I do want to mention that.
I do want to actually come to your defense on this one.
Thank you. We can talk about that in a little bit.
We'll talk about that later on.
But I do want to start today because if you stayed up to watch it, if you didn't walk away, Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final between Edmonton and Florida was a treat. It really was. This series has been some of my favorite hockey I've watched ever.
Yeah.
In terms of not having any kind of rooting interest and not having like the heart rate going up because it's my favorite team, what have you. There's no, national pride or anything like that. It's just two great teams going blow for blow. And you could almost say that was exactly what yesterday was.
Right.
3-0 Florida after the first. Edmonton looks dead in the water. It looks like a complete continuation of Game 3. And then the second period starts, and Edmonton went, we started a little slow. Sorry about that. Let's score 3 of our own, tie this bad boy up, and go into the third, effectively 0-0. It's a new game. It's unbelievable.
Because brain rot is real, the first thing I thought when Skinner gets taken out and Pickard starts the second period is, hey, Pete DeBoer, this is how you try to give your team a boost.
I mean, they didn't say anything mean.
That's still wild to me how DeBoer treated thing with Jake Oettinger to a point where that probably got him fired.
Arguably, yeah.
And, obviously he has his problems. He can't get past the Western Conference Finals to save his rear end at this point, but that's what got you fired. The team in the locker room, you lost them. That moment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I've got I feel like I'm pretty safe in assuming that Chris Knobloch's not going to find a way to throw Stuart Skinner under the bus for this one when it's all said and done, win or lose. And Calvin Pickard moves to 7-0 in the playoffs because you had to think at first, With both teams, in order for Pickard to be the goalie of record, either Florida or Edmonton had to score 3 goals.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens? Edmonton scores 3 goals in the second period.
It's just unbelievable.
So There was something funny that happened the last
Only
night.
One of them on the power play, by the way.
It was their power plays looked good, but Sergei Bobrovsky was dialed in. Could you imagine if he was not?
Great game for him for almost the entire night.
He had to be.
Yeah.
He had to be great, and it was not enough. But something funny happened yesterday where you and I both on social media, we did the same thing. When it got to 3-0, you and I both were like, okay, I'm out. This is just like, this is not a game anymore. We're pretty much out on this one. Your tweet was Edmonton getting swarmed by Florida, complete continuation of game 3. And I just said, yeah, I'm out tonight. Edmonton doesn't have the juice to counter on the road. I thought that Maurice just had it locked down in terms of matchups and frustrating the Oilers on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Then the minute it gets to 3-2, not even all the way, you and I do the same thing, but as usual, it's you're more eloquently spoken in this and I am not. Your response to yourself is, I may have spoken too soon. And I just went, okay, I'm back.
It was a lot of
All
fun.
All caps.
It was a lot of fun as that was happening too. Because I even had some listeners tweeting at me. They're like, hey, a comeback's pretty cool. And I was like, because it's after the first. And I'm like, I'd love it.
Edmonton
looks terrible.
It. Yeah, through four periods, they look like a bad hockey team all of a sudden.
I didn't feel good about it. And then the second period started. And maybe it's Pickard going in. I think maybe you're right that's Peter DeBoer. Take notes. Like, this is how you get them going.
This is how you get a team to respond.
But whatever it was, they respond. Connor McDavid only has one point. It's a single assist. It's not like it's him and Leon having to be the driving force. Leon ultimately has 3 points last night, and he scores the overtime winner, no doubt. But this has been, like, the positive of Edmonton. This whole playoff run has been, this is not last year's team. They are deeper. They can go further into their lineup. Different guys can give them a jump. One of those guys who doesn't even register, I believe, a point on the score sheet.
Correct.
Is Jeff Skinner, who goes in last night, makes his Stanley Cup final debut. And while he doesn't score any points, he has the first breakaway chance of the game. He has a moment in front of the net where Bob has to be unbelievable, but he's swatting away at it. He's fighting at it to the point where the camera goes right to him when the play stops of like, hey, this is the guy that's going after it. You know, Nugent Hopkins has been a big, big factor for them as well. They can just go a number of guys. I mean, we've got Corey Perry out there, what, 40, 41?
Mm-hmm. 40 years old.
Being a major factor for them and not to a detriment to the team. Not showing off the thin underlayer for them. No, he's just a really damn good player for them.
And in particular, though, when it came down to it, so, again, the extremes of, like, you know, the kind of people that we are. Like, we were thinking similarly, but we acted differently. I turned the game off and I turned on a stream in the background that was going to follow the game, and I'm like, okay, if it becomes a game, I can at least turn it back on, but right now I'm out of here. I'm going to go do something else with my time. I don't think that Edmonton has the juice after one period. I'm going to listen in and see if I can and see if there's anything that changes. Lo and behold, they score that second goal, and I'm like, back to the TV.
Yep, go right. Let's back go. To the TV.
We're back to the TV.
It helps, too, with me and you. Me and you never had to have the discussion with ourselves of, like, you know, I have to get up at, like, 6 in the morning. Like, do I maybe just call it? We'll check the score in the morning. Me and you both were like, all right, we're in. We're in for the long run. Kick the recliner up. Here we go.
I mean, it's a lot easier to say that when you start at 12 o'clock.
Exactly.
Today.
Like, you know, we never had to have that conversation. I know Josh said to have the conversation.
Josh, that conversation of, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out. I got to bite the bullet here.
I'm going to bite the bullet. We'll catch up on this in the morning. What do you mean they won?
Yep.
you and I, we have no problem here. We get to start at noon today. It's an easy one. And I'm like, oh, absolutely. The minute they made it 3-2, I'm like, oh, you have to make sure you watch the end of this game. I did begrudgingly, like, have a little bit of a groan when Florida tied it at 4. But that had more to do with, I want Edmonton to win.
Right. That's
I have
I
a
too.
Preference. Mm-hmm. Good on Sam Reinhart being the hero there again.
Big game for him.
Big game for him. But I'm like, oh, come on, Edmonton. Like, you almost had this on lock, scoring four straight goals to take the lead when you're down 3-0. Like, that's a beautiful headline right there in and of itself. They do ultimately win it in overtime, though, on the most overtime goal possible.
And I know there are people out there that don't like when the quote-unquote puck luck kind of ends a game. Because there is, and I won't disparage anyone that feels this way. There is some of that deflating feeling of it wasn't this unbelievable breakaway chance, 2-on-1, beautiful. It's a saucer pass from Draisaitl that ends up heading towards the net and happens to slip in.
It's not Yzerman stealing the puck from Gretzky and taking a slap shot at the blue line going in. It's not a highlight reel moment. It is very much a, here's a little blubber, one-handed pass attempt. Because Draisaitl's trying to get it across to Perry, and it hits a skate and it goes in.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know something really interesting about that? I've watched this hockey team in this city have that happen to them so much that you kind of appreciate it a little bit.
Yeah, there is some of that just begrudging respect of like, send the puck to the net, see what happens.
It happens to everybody. Good things happen when the puck is on net. And that is exactly what that adage is. And it's also an overtime goal. Overtime goals, you want them to be the pretty ones. You want them to be the magic. Because, ready? That's what you were doing in your driveway was trying to picture
that. You never did like the I can't believe that went in. It's never that kind of goal.
It's not. You ready? No kid in their driveway is practicing what Leon Draisaitl did because it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how you dream it up. It's an accident, but accidents happen, and for one team, it works very much in your favor, but it's a peak overtime goal. We've had four games in this series, and we've had four overtime periods. Three overtime goals. We've gotten a lot of extra hockey in a physically demanding series, in the most physically demanding playoff
mm-hmm.
of sports. Like, that's what this is. Those goals are absolutely going to happen. Leon Draisaitl didn't know how to act. Like, he didn't know how to react when he scored that.
No, you the could puck see goes it, in. And that was maybe the most entertaining part of it, is it was one of those goals where you're like, oh, it went in. Oh, like, we won.
He didn't even throw his hands up right away. No. He's just like, well, that happened.
We're done. Cool.
We're done here. All right. Sick. Off to Edmonton, tied up. And that is important because Edmonton in two of the last three games, if they win game five, you would allow yourself last change in two of the final three if you needed it.
Mm-hmm.
Edmonton has been a more consistent team at home against Florida because they do have that last change. They do have a chance to rewrite the matchup. You mentioned McDavid last night only had one assist. Florida's doing what they can to make sure that they shut that down.
Yeah.
And then they deal with whatever Draisaitl's line can do. Like, they deal with that next. Yeah, that backfired. Draisaitl had big moments. He had 3 points in this game, including the game-winning goal. He had two assists heading into that. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins looks like he is A-OK.
Yep. I mean, these are just they're two veteran teams. They are weathered. They've obviously been here and done this before. This is a rematch from last year. This series, though, is even better than last year. Now, last year had the drama of can Edmonton force a game seven? And ultimately they do, but they kind of run out of gas. They did everything they could. This series, to me, I already prefer this because, Derek, as you mentioned, three of the four games have already gone to overtime, one of which went to double overtime. These are grind-out series. They feel like two teams that intimately know each other.
They feel like what everyone is expecting them to be.
Exactly. It's one of the few and special times when sports goes exactly how you want it in the good way.
By the way, there was something very interesting about that night's game, last night. There were two lineup changes made for Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
Klingberg went out for Troy Stetcher. Skinner went in for Victor Arvidsson. Stetcher is solely responsible for goal number three that goes in for Florida. It's an awful turnover by Stetcher. Can you imagine playing in an over playing in a game that goes to overtime, Zach, he did not see the ice for the entirety of that game after the first period. When he made that turnover, his night was done.
Yeah, he total ice time, 4 minutes and 18 seconds. He is by stapled the
to
lowest.
The bench. Because I found it funny, like, when you look at ice times, you find out, like, okay, who do teams not really trust? And in Florida, I saw it with Greer and Gadjevich.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, those guys each less than 7 minutes, and I'm like, okay, Florida clearly doesn't trust their fourth line to really be out there for a lot of a game. But then I think about, like, having played some low level of hockey myself, I would think about, if I had to step back out on the ice, that player's not effective at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Greer and Gadjevich, they played into the third period, like a random shift every now and then. How effective are you at that point, though?
Mm-hmm.
And also, how do you feel? Like, obviously, like, you want your team to succeed no matter what, but Troy Stetcher did not play for effectively three periods of hockey. He did not play an entire game when he sat on the bench for an entire game. That is damaging mentally for a player of just like, I screwed up so bad that I'm not going back in this game and I'm not able to say anything about this.
I mean,
I can't really speak up.
And he was like clearly the lowest amount of ice time on Edmonton. The next closest was Kapanen at 8:36.
Yeah, you think about players like this.
I mean, and at least Kasperi Kapanen can walk away and go, well, I had a point. I had an assist. I did something good for the team.
Well, even then, Kapanen is seen as a penalty killer for them.
Yeah.
So, like, he has a role in this moment. Stetcher, it was, you made that mistake, you're done.
You're done.
You're gone.
He had a short leash. Now, I will say, he probably knew he had a short leash. It's the fact that it was pulled. That's what's going to hurt.
He's the seventh defenseman on this roster right mm-hmm. now. Klingberg struggled in game three in particular, and they were like, we need to make some changes. We did one up front. We do one here. And there it is. Like, oh, boy. Stetcher makes an ugly play. It's turned over. And, again, you're looking at this and going, okay, there's no hope.
Yeah. By the way, Jeff Skinner, in case you're wondering, he had a total of 12:33 ice time.
22 shifts. You look at the number of shifts, and you start to see where things are a little bit of a difference there. Because I mentioned Greer and Gadjevich. 15 and 13 shifts. They had more than Kapanen did. Mm-hmm. But Kapanen had more ice time.
Yep.
So they have their roles, and they know that they have to go and do them. It's, okay, how often are you actually going to be out there? How quick is it going to be? But I know we have to win this draw and get off the ice, or we have to do something incredible. Like, do our job for 30 seconds, get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the job, and I know that we're going to get rotated past for a couple times, but we're going to get back out there. Man, to see what happens to Stetcher, like, that's always tough to see when a player is just stapled to a bench. Because you know it's like a point of no return, like, you're done.
And there is that grind of, the mental grind. Hockey is not football, where it's this massive team.
No.
And so I feel this way about basketball and hockey, where he's not playing, and he is just sitting on the bench.
And you know you're not playing. There's no special teams role for him at this point either. Like, it's just, you're done.
And it's not like football where you can kind of go to the back of the bench, not stay up to the sideline stuff. You can move around, kind of disappear a little bit.
Yeah, you're on the bench.
You're on the bench. It's the same with basketball too. Like, you're on the bench, and at least with basketball too, like, you're in the sweats and in the hoodie a little bit, in the sweater.
There's one player that has it a little more awkward than him, and it's Skinner. You know why? Florida's arena is built where the goalie is separated from the team.
So he's sitting alone.
Yes.
He is sitting alone. And to be fair, and this is my thought.
And that's not – the best part is, in all hockey arenas, there is something different in terms of your goalies.
How that will
where
look.
Where they are stationed. Some are very comfortably on the bench with you. Some are sitting next to Ray Ferraro after they let in two goals on two shots, for example.
Like, I know that situation went poorly afterwards. That was one of my favorite images of the playoffs, is Ray Ferraro trying to, like, discuss Ottinger being pulled Ottinger basically being able to breathe on him.
It's so awkward. Poor Ray.
And the best part is Ottinger trying not to look right at him in the eyes. It's my favorite image of the playoffs by a mile.
The best part of it is like Ray is doing his job. Like, Ottinger, your night's done. Like, you're
Ray
done.
Also trying not to look next to him at Ottinger.
You are now a spectator of this game. Your job is done today, but you are sitting next to somebody doing his job. He's working. And his job right now is to say something about why you're on the bench.
It's so good. Like, so good. I feel bad, but the image is
feel
beautiful.
Bad for both of them.
Yeah, the image is beautiful.
Because, like, you could tell, Ferraro's probably like, this man is staring into my soul right now.
He's trying not to, though. That's the best part. He's trying to look away. He's looking at the ice.
Ferraro's not looking over to him
but
to find out.
But he's not looking at him either, so yeah.
So he probably thinks that that's what's happening.
Brutal.
Like, I love that about NHL arenas where, like, the goaltenders, you don't know where you're going to be on a nightly basis.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, for Skinner, I had that thought once Edmonton takes a 4-3 lead.
He's not coming back. He's not going back in the net for the rest of the series.
That was my exact thought. Is what's going through his mind? And you mentioned it, too, when we're talking about Stetcher.
I would even say it was after the end of the first period. He knows he's not going in for the rest of the series.
Right.
Because, ready? You have lost two in a row. Rather convincingly. Excuse me. It would have been three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're on track to lose three in a row. Rather convincingly. And, like, now the team's a disaster and you're the one in net. I saw something on social media, like, his family's already getting death threats and everything like that. So, like, that's probably, like, mm-hmm. not great either. And now you've gone down 3-0 and you're probably heading into the second period. You've been told you're not going to be back in there. You know.
It's
done. I'm not in for, like, unless Pickard gets hurt again, I'm not going back in for the rest of the
season. And even then, you start to wonder about the human aspect, too, of it's not all his fault.
It wasn't.
My biggest
takeaway. He was their best player in the first period.
My biggest takeaway from period number one was Edmonton, stop taking penalties.
Not only stop taking penalties, Zach, do you know.
This is getting brutal.
Do you know what the shot total was after the first period?
17-7, I think, Florida.
Yes.
Yeah.
17 shots is already half of a game's worth.
Yeah.
Typically.
And that's why I don't feel bad about what I said after period number one.
Especially because
it was true.
It's true. You want to know why? Bobrovsky faced 35. Also known as double what Skinner faced in the first period.
In one period alone.
In 20 minutes, Skinner got 17 shots pumped against him.
I mean, just.
He almost had a night's worth of work in 20 minutes. And then his night's over, and he's realizing at that point. I don't even know if it's my fault, but I'm not going back in for the rest of the series.
I'm not going back in. And why I
because
had that
thought, contender, until the third goal is scored by Edmonton, Pickard's not the goalie of record.
Right.
If they lose that game, it's on Skinner until they tie it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it goes all Florida, say, for example, Florida needs to score three goals in order for Pickard to be the goaltender of record. So if they lose that game, may not have been Pickard's loss.
Yeah, it still goes to Skinner.
It could have gone to Skinner. But no, the comeback happens and Pickard's the goalie of record before the second period's even over.
Yeah.
Which makes the 7-0 record for him in the postseason now all the more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But Pickard was busy too. He faces 23.
Yeah, he had
but
to play a complete game.
Think about that. 23, though, is in 2.5 periods worth of ice time.
Mm-hmm.
Skinner got 17 in 20. That is wild to me. So I'd imagine Skinner knows, like, the coach has probably said it. Like, you got, like, to be a fly in the locker room to hear what Knobloch had to say to them after the first period. Probably lighting into them and going, you see this thing over here? You see this guy? You should all apologize to his face. Like, those are the words I'm probably saying to somebody if my goalie got pumped with 17 shots in the first period and at some point, like, through most of the period, you had like two.
But that may have been what it was. Is that
when it was 2-0,
Skinner's going to be the sacrificial lamb, but this is on you guys. You took three penalties. Two of the goals are power play goals.
He probably might have even said the words like, I'm giving this poor sucker a break.
Yeah, I'm giving him a minute. We think, yeah, like there's no way he goes back in. I think, and that's
it's
why
because
for me,
of how Pickard played.
Yeah, it's for me, once they go up 4-3, I can't see a way Skinner goes back in there. Yes, he gives up a goal with 6-7 seconds remaining in the game mm-hmm. to ultimately force overtime, but that they were playing entirely differently once Pickard went in. The message clearly worked, and that's where I just have a
I'd imagine that Knobloch said the right word, saying,
yeah.
Knobloch, I hope Knobloch said, you should apologize to his face and then go out there and make a difference. Like, the words I would create in that situation would be better than Peter DeBoer's, and I'm not an NHL head coach.
Ultimately, there were 8 total power plays last night, 4 on each side.
I am getting curious about this. The referees are not swallowing their whistles.
No, there's been a lot of
power plays. In the Stanley Cup final.
There have been a lot of power plays. That's been one frustrating thing with Edmonton in particular. It's not that they keep taking penalties and giving Florida power plays. It's also been when they're on the power play, and then they commit a penalty to push it to 4-4.
And they kill their own power play.
They kill their own power
play. By taking a penalty.
That's been something where I think if you're an Edmonton fan too, you're just thrilled the series is tied at 2 apiece. Because you could argue you haven't played particularly well for a lot of this. Hell, for 4 periods, you looked awful. You lose 6-1, and then you open up the next game down 3-0. You looked horrendous for arguably 4 periods. But with these overtime games, you've been able to force it and give yourself a chance. And that's even where like the Leon Draisaitl goal to win it last night is kind of like that all the more impressive or all the more maybe correct for how the series has gone for Edmonton, where you can argue after the first period they really should not have won the game.
Right.
And yet they just grinded it out, took chances, stapled themselves down a little bit because they only take one more penalty the rest of the game, and they come out on top. But I'll also say, too, we haven't really given too much to Florida here. And we'll do that after a quick timeout, but it's not a 6-1 loss like Edmonton, but that is a loss at home that is crushing.
It is kind of funny though. Like you look at the stats of like this game in particular last night, it is so even. Shots total, especially with after the first how the first period went, how badly it was for Edmonton. Shot totals. 40-35 Florida. Hits, obviously Florida's the more physical team. 34-25, but hits are also indicative of how often you have the puck too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The more you're hitting, it's the more you don't have the puck. So Edmonton, the minute that the first period was over, they dominated puck control a decent amount of time in that second period. There was a stretch later in the third where like it's all Florida, you need to survive. Yep. Penalties, 4 aside. Giveaways, 12-11. Faceoffs, 50-50.
Yeah.
Like, it was a tale of 2 different games. Actually, 3 games all wrapped in one. All Florida, all Edmonton. Actual chaos.
803-0550, the number to call. You want to give your thoughts on what has been a very entertaining Stanley Cup final. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer. We're filling in for Sabres Live and One Bills Live on this gorgeous Friday. We do have some Bills news, as the team has officially announced they have signed Max Harrison and Dion Walker to their rookie deals. Very good for them as they get ready now for a 5-week break that we won't totally go away from football. Coming up at 1 p.m., Matt Perino, Syracuse.com, and host of the Shout Podcast, will join us to talk more on mandatory minicamp, what Matt has seen this offseason, both from the Bills and maybe even the NFL as a whole. And at 2 o'clock, we'll be joined by Mike Lesikowski of the 11-Day Power Play. Next week, we'll begin the 11 days of hockey. Derek, I know you partake almost every year now, it feels like, at this point, if not every year.
Ever since the community shift opened up.
Yep. So, I mean, you take part in this every year, so we'll be joined by Mike, potentially even in studio. That could be a lot of fun. So stay tuned for that. But, of course, your calls always welcomed. Again, 803-0550, the number two call. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer hanging with you here on a Friday. This is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Clark calls it. Clark sides pass. Dreisaitl flips it in. Score! Leon Dreisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series. 2 games apiece.
Leon Dreisaitl's overtime winner. Part of a 3-point night for one of the best players in the NHL.
Oh, like, yeah.
Unquestionably. I mean, He didn't win the Hart. He did not win the Hart. We did get that confirmation. Connor Hellebuck wins it for him.
But yearly, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl are up for some sort of trophies.
Yeah. I do want to mention, like, could he be up for the Conn Smythe?
Yes. I think it's his.
You think it's his? Okay.
If they win it, it's his. It's either going to end up being Draisaitl or it's going to be Sam Bennett on the other side.
Yeah, he's got 4 goals so far in this series.
By the way, Bennett has another opportunity to expand on his road goals total, seeing as how there are opportunities now. If this series goes 7, for example, you've got 2 more on the road then. At maximum, there are 2 more on the road for Sam Bennett to add to that record, which then for the entire playoffs, because that's what the trophy is supposed to be awarded for,
right,
not just for the finals, it's for the whole postseason, that's when I go ahead and go, like, yeah, Florida wins, I'm giving this to Sam Bennett.
I can't have that. This is another reason why I can't have Florida win. I want, you know, the trilogy kind of aspect. I want the rubber match, the whole thing.
But also, here's why it's
I cannot have Conn Smythe winner Sam Bennett asking for only $10 million. That won't happen. He'll ask for like $13, $14 million. I can't have that.
And this is why I think it's easily Leon Draisaitl. Like, I'm unflinching in this. Both of them have 32 points. It's that Leon's keeping up.
Yeah.
Like, we know that Connor McDavid is great. Unless McDavid really steps it up in these last 3 games.
Mm-hmm.
You think about what he has done in this series with 2 overtime winners. You look at the fact that he is second in all of the postseason to Bennett in playoff goals. And if you wanted to just have some fun with it, he's only 5 assists away from McDavid.
Oh, there we go.
McDavid's the pure facilitator. No one's coming close to his 26.
He's not scored yet in this series, but he has six assists.
Nobody is coming close to his 26 assists in the postseason, which would lead everyone but Draisaitl in just the assists.
It's so obnoxious.
Like, that is the facilitator that Connor McDavid is.
That's so
truly sad. It's terrifying stuff. Almost nasty work. But I do think that there's going to be a little bit of a recency bias on the trophy, on how you're supposed to do this. I said it. It has to be an entire postseason. But I look at what Drysdale has done throughout the postseason,
mm-hmm.
and I think to myself, he's the one taking advantage if teams have to shut down McDavid.
And it's to fine. Me, that'll work.
And to me, there's a lot of value in that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd easily be voting that. As for Florida, Florida wins. This is a shoo-in. Like, Florida has a lot of players close up on, like, you know, points and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, I don't know if Sam Bennett had a single point last night.
He had one.
Was it the third goal?
I think it was. I believe so.
Yeah, it was Anton Lundell's goal. But Bennett leads all players with 14 goals in the playoffs.
No, it was the fourth goal.
Oh, okay. And then he also leads Florida in points. He is also a physical presence.
You know what?
He's kind of now become the new face of the nasty that Florida is.
Yeah.
Because it was Tkachuk, but Bennett's the one that's getting more involved in the controversial mm-hmm. stuff. So, like, that's why you feel a little weird probably about it.
No, a part of me now actually wants him to win the Conn Smythe. No, knowing full well there's no way the Sabres could ever even entertain it. But what I'd want is just to see how high his price tag could go up.
That is the most interesting part about this.
I would be so fascinated to see, like, what he could be. From a month ago, most people have been like, $8.5-9 million is maybe the most you could spend on him.
And you know
what? To what it could be if he's the Conn Smythe winner for Florida winning back-to-back cups. I mean, how high does that climb? In any sport, you win a finals MVP,
mm-hmm.
you're adding some zeros to that baby. I want to see how high it could go. I really do.
It really is getting interesting how he's doing this. Like, in
or
the postseason.
He stays with Florida and goes, I will take the $9 million because me and Ekblad want to stay together.
Also, because $9 million in Florida hits different than $9 million in most other places.
Yeah, 100%. Yep.
But Bennett having 14 goals in the postseason is wild enough to me. Shooting 22% is an unnatural clip. Drysdale's hitting 20.4, so let's not make it mm-hmm. seem like it's only Sam Bennett scoring out of his mind. Brad Marchand's also shooting over 20%.
Yep.
It's that there's less games. Like,
yeah.
Let's be real about this. When you're hot in the playoffs, you can stay hot. It's pretty easy to stay hot.
Yeah, you can just kind of keep going.
Ready? Corey Perry, 9 goals in 20 games.
Corey Perry.
Corey Perry is hitting the back of the net at a 25% clip. Zach, that's nasty work. Also, if that pass makes it over to Corey Perry, guess what? The 25% shooter, that's going up.
He did not register any points, but I'm with you, too. If that pass goes to him, I think he puts it away.
It's a tap-in.
Which would then also be 3 straight games with a goal.
So that's the wild thing about these postseason numbers is you got some guys shooting at an unreal clip. But it's also because they have a chance to play some more games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all those players that I mentioned, they've had a chance to keep things alive. The next highest shooting percentage when it came to players that did not go through an entire postseason was Mark Scheifele.
Mm.
5 goals in 11 games.
Yep.
He was at 22%.
We talked a lot about Edmonton there in that first segment, and just how impressive that win was for them, and how we continue to be impressed by how much depth this group has compared
right.
to last year. For Florida, though, we mentioned there, Bennett has been really, really good for them. Tkachuk had a really good game. Marchand has been a hero for them.
Marchand's been a great trade for them.
That trade has been beautiful. Bob had to have an amazing game yesterday. But ultimately, they did lead 3-0. And before the start of the third period, going into the second intermission, that game is tied 3-3. They end up going down 4-3. They have to make the comeback.
Mm-hmm.
That loss. We talked a little bit about it in the break here, but that
you
loss.
You do seem a little interestingly concerned about this.
It's because I always try to look at the human aspect of it. You're at home. The crowd's behind you. You just came off that 6-1 smackdown. Then go into the next game, go up 3-0. I mean, that's a 9-1 goal difference in 4 periods. You are smacking them around. It feels like the series is going to be yours. If they go up 3-1... You're hard-pressed to believe Edmonton's going to do it again. We had talked about that if Edmonton didn't win last night, you'd be hard-pressed to think they're going to do this again. They'll force a game 7. They just may not have the gas. And the way this series is looking, compared to last year was a lot of blowouts.
that happened to go game seven. It really was for three games, Florida was on it, Edmonton was off. For the next three games, Edmonton was on it, Florida was off. I mean, that series kind of gets going in game four when Edmonton blows their doors off 8-1. This series is much different. They're closer. They're highly contested games. It's why three of the four have gone to overtime. And that's where, like I've talked about, like this is it's two teams that seemingly intimately know one another. They know how to get under each other's skin. They know how to attack each other to the point where game two, the first period of game two.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Is a fireworks show. You couldn't make a mistake without the other team absolutely jumping on you like a velociraptor in Jurassic Park. I mean, they were all over each other. And so for me, when I do look at that game, it felt like Florida had the series in their hands. They were going to rip this away. They're at home. They're up 3-0. Edmonton can't get out of their own way. They've pulled their goalie. Here we go. And in a single period, be taken away, I do think that hits you. I think they are able to pull back with Reinhardt's overtime forced goal. But to then lose it again for the series to go back to Edmonton. I'm not saying Edmonton's fully got this now. The series is tied 2-2. But I think there is a difference between where Edmonton is feeling and where Florida was going to be feeling.
Especially when
Kachuk is wounded. He had a nice game last night, but that has always been a thing for him. We'll see how much Bennett still has. I mean, he plays a very physical style. It's not a disaster for them by any means, but I am wondering how they are going to go into game five now.
I do think there's an interesting crux to this discussion, and it is this. They did the same thing to Toronto.
That is right.
What Edmonton did to Florida, which was there's an opportunity to take a commanding series lead, get win number three on the series, and you're up 3-0. However, like Toronto, Florida loses the game in overtime. But I also know that Florida is stronger in their will than Toronto is with that core.
Mm-hmm.
A team like Toronto, I could see that happening. Florida did it to someone else. So yeah, there's the human element of, oh God, what if this happens to us? But ready? They know how to stop that.
They are a veteran team. They've been here. They've done it before.
This is their third straight Stanley Cup final. They're no rookie to any of this at this point. If this was a team that was making their first Stanley Cup final appearance, I would be in here with what you're saying and like in lockstep. I don't think there's a shred of anything about the emotion of this because they know, yeah, these things go seven games against this team. Like, we're going to be in for a fight.
Well, two teams have now, having done this 2 years in a row, there could be that feeling of like, nope, this is just par for the course. We didn't put them away. Here they come.
Business as usual, and we made mistakes, and we just got to make sure we don't make them again. It's legit hockey speak. But I don't think that there's any problem in that locker room in Florida. They're probably just frustrated, annoyed. But now you get on the plane, go to Edmonton anyway, because you have to do it anyway.
Yeah, you were going to do it anyway. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But now you know, all right, we got to play an extra game at minimum for this. We've got to get this back. That's all it is. And they've shown, both teams shown, you can win on the road. Both of them have shown.
It's been the best part of the series. I mean, that's how you go to a game six or a game seven. You got to win on the road. But neither team has flinched from it.
Thought Edmonton was going to through four periods in Florida this series.
Absolutely.
You're like, okay, they've got the last change. It's clearly a problem. And now you're looking at this team and going, okay, maybe they just don't have the juice. Paul Maurice knows how to work these lines at this point. Like, tactically, it looks like Florida's getting this advantage right now by being at home and having that last change, having the crowd behind them, and Edmonton's just not as good on the road or something like that. No. Very quickly, Edmonton finds their spark the right way, looking at you, Peter DeBoer, and they get it done. So honestly, the thing that Florida is probably not thinking about is how their locker room is doing in Edmonton. That locker room is probably going, oh boy, we got away with one. It's a stay of execution, and now we have business to conduct. We take care of it. Now, next up in front of our fans, it is a game at a time for both of these teams. I think it's because, again, like you said, they went seven last year. And they went seven last year in more extreme circumstances. So I think both
far more extreme.
Both teams are probably looking at this going, this is more far more the standard affair.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number two call. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we'll switch to football for a little bit. Matt Perino, Syracuse.com, host of the Shout Podcast, will join the show. And then coming up at 2, Mike Leskowski, one of the founders of the 11-Day Power Play. We're getting ready for that to begin again this year. Hopefully be joined in studio by him. But regardless, he will be joining us on the Wester Hotline to talk this year's edition of the 11-Day Power Play. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Buffalo Bisons are home tonight. They take on the Columbus Clippers, 6:30 start time. You can listen to the game over on our sister station if you cannot attend. The Bet 1520. Big news for tonight, though. Max Scherzer getting the start for the Bisons. He is down in Buffalo for a rehab assignment. That's one of those things for AAA baseball that will always get you going is There's two things. Mike Schoep said this the other day when this was announced for Scherzer, and 100% right. There's two things you can always look forward to with AAA baseball. It's the high-end prospect that's playing for you. You know, top five prospect in baseball, what have you. Roman Anthony just got called up for Boston. He was the number one prospect for the Red Sox. And Christian Moore, who's the best prospect for the Angels, he just got called up last night. He'll be playing tonight in Baltimore. But you'll have those where it's this great 20, 21-year-old, and you're like, this kid's a freak.
You look
like,
at the Bisons
we're never going to see him again.
You look at the Bisons from a couple of years ago where they had Guerrero and Bichette.
Yep, Guerrero and Bichette. Like that was the future of Toronto.
And Kevon Biggio was still highly touted at the time. Like, it was – the ballpark was often flocked because you had a whole season of those guys.
Yep.
And then the other one is these one or two games of the stars on a rehab assignment.
Bison's got Joey Votto for a game, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, literally the guy should never be here again. They are major league players through and through.
Yep.
But they've got to come down for a game or two. And Scherzer is one of those pitchers. He's kind of that eclectic, fun personality where yes. he's a bit of a crazy person, but that's enjoyable. And this is a game I wish I could go to. It starts during my shift. I would have no shot to go. But like, he's a kind of player I'd love to just go to the ballpark, watch him play, and just be like, I got to see Scherzer play. Like, it's one of those. And it was the same when Toronto, during the COVID season, got to play in Buffalo. You got to see major league ball clubs in Buffalo playing at Salem Field. I mean, it's one of those cool things. So that should be a lot of fun. Again, 6:30 is your start time. And if you can't attend, you can listen on the Bet 1520. Coming up after a quick timeout, Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, will be joined by Matt Perino, Syracuse.com, and host of the Shout Podcast, as the Bills wrap up mandatory minicamp. They've now got about a five-week break, summer vacation. They did announce Deion Walker, Max Hairston. They signed their rookie deals, leaving just TJ Sanders. But we'll get more on all of that and plenty of NFL talk as a whole with Matt after this next timeout. Stay with us. You're listening to WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.